sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for everyone in Marazi Shayichu, Li Nishmas, Shalom Gedalia, Ben Alter, and the schus Moshe Ben Malka, and Svi Ben Yittel. We're going to be discussing the Inyan of Tzius Mitzrayim, based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Reb Moshe Zatzal. The beginning of all our Agalias was in Mitzrayim, and there was the essence of any opposition to the truth of the world. That's where it all started. That's where the kfira, the big time kfira, started in Galus. Afterwards came Galus Bavel, and Galus Paras Umadai, Galus Yavan, Galus Edom, which is the fourth Galus that we're in that today. And that's all Behisnagdus Leklal Yisrael, and Betamtzis, it's all included in Galus Mitzrayim, and therefore the Arizal writes in Lekutei Torah and Parashas Kiseitse that Mitzrayim is the Keter Bekomas HaAdam, it's the crown. Mitzrayim Zeo HaKeser Bekomas HaAdam B'liyal, mentioned in the Raya Mehimna, Parashas Mishpatim, Kuf Yud Ches Amad Beis, that Keneged, opposite the Tzuras Adam of Tzelem Elokim, which is a person who's Makabal Torah, and if you're Makabal Torah, it says Atem Kriyam Adam. Opposite him stands the Adam HaBlial. Blial is Bliol, without a yoke. That's Mitzrayim. Doesn't accept any yoke, and he represents the whole system that's the opposite of what man is supposed to be, and that's called in Kabbalah the Sitra Achra. And this whole Koach was encapsulated B'tamtzis, in essence, in Mitzrayim. Shirosh Kaimas Ha'adam HaBlial Hu Bavel. The head of the Kaimas Ha'adam, the structure of man, of Blial, where it all begins, is Bavel. That's Rosh Kaimas HaAdam, the head. The head is Bavel. The two arms are Paras Umadai. The goof is Yavan. This is Al Pi Kabbalah. The goof is Yavan. And the two legs are Edom and Yishmael. And that's the Tzuras HaAdam HaShleima, right? He has a head, and he has a body, his arms, legs, and that's the Blial. Against that is the Tzuras HaAdam, is the proper Tzuras HaAdam. But the keser, what's above the head, the highest part, the source of everything, is Mitzrayim. So we have to know what was in Mitzrayim that made Mitzrayim the source of all evil in the world. So Yishlis Bonein, we have to look into the Tamtzis Nekudas Hara Shebi Yetzer Hara. What's the essence of the evil in the Yetzer? We know the Yetzer is these inclinations that cause us to go away from Hashem, what's pleasant for now. The Rambam already writes in the Mor Nevuchim, in the first Chelek, in the second Perek, that the first sin didn't start with the eating from the Eitz Hadas. Nekudas HaChet was the Tzuras HaStaklus that preceded it. V'teira Isha Ki Tov Eitz L'Machal V'Chitavu Huleinayim. So she saw it looked good, she was misavi for it. So after such a re'iya, so then comes the sin b'derech memela. And the taina wasn't, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? But why did you see the Eitz Hadas in such a way that you couldn't withstand the temptation? It's just not clear. Why is the name that was chosen Yetzer? Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Uruf. Yetzer is Misharish Yetzira. It's creative. So why don't we call it a Ratzon? Why don't we call it a Netiya? So we'll go into the idea of Yetzira and Yetzarim and understand why the Torah chose ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Ura. We know from Chazal Yetzer Hara, everyone talks about it, knows about it. Why is this the root of everything? The root of our inclinations, the Nekuda Se'ikar in a person, why is it called a Yetzer? Rabbeinu Yonah, who wrote the Shari Tshuva, also wrote a sefer called Shari HaVoda. He writes there in Os Tezayin, Lo Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esa Adam Shenikrat Tzadik V'yashar B'Tzalmo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called the Tzadik V'yashar, only created man b'tzalmo kadei she'adam yet tzadik v'yasher kamoso. He wants man to be a tzadik and a yasher like him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us b'tzalmo, so we should be straight like him. Zel shamar akasuk v'bos sidbakun. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk you should cling to him. She'efshel ala adam lidavik b'shechina. Is it possible for man to cling to the Shechina? El sheyelech ha'adam b'drachav lidamos elav. Rather, a person should go in the derech of Hashem and be similar to Him. Ma'hu chanun afatayeh etei chanun. Ma'hu rachu ma'fatah. God is compassionate, God's merciful, God's benevolent, you should be. And we should cling to God by clinging to His midos. Hashem is mevaker cholim, Hashem is kover mesim. We should do the same. Ad kan mi divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. So what he means to say is that we should do chesed like Hashem. And it says in the Gemara in Sota that Torah is tchilasa gemilus chasadim, sofa gemilus chasadim. It ends with the kvur of Moshe Rabbeinu. The beginning is gemilus chasadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu enclothes Adam and Chava. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevaker chole. Avram Avinu. Buried Moshe. So the Torah is filled with chesed. We should also do chesed. We've seen the Torah Bikur Cholim, Gvuras Mason. We should do the same. So that all is fine. But Behem Sheikh, he writes, Ma'u mamtzi esa oyla mafata tamtzi enu. V'tekaimenu v'tachbots v'tirtza kol b'nei adam v'zeo ratzen baruch ha'b'cheftza. In other words, anything in the world should be your ratzon. You should have a ratzon for everything in the world, because it's the ratzon of Hashem. This is what God wants, this is what you want. But he writes a lashon of Ma'u mamtzi es olam, God created the world. What are we supposed to do? So to follow in Hashem's midos, I get it. What does it mean that Hashem is mamtzi? It says that mamtzi, ma'u mamtzi esa'olam, God creates the world. Afata tamtzienu, you should also create. V'tkaimenu, v'tachbots, v'tirtzeh kol b'nei adam. You should desire the world. V'hu ratzon baruch ha'v'cheftzo. That's what God wants. That's what you want. That I understand. What's the sin of being mamtzi esa'olam? The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Paragimel, he explains what it means tzelem elokim. Why Elohim? That's the Shem Shel Bria. The idea is that the Bari is Barach created the world, but Selim shall created man, but Selim shall abore. In other words, man can be in Bore. That's Barach Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. He writes, Hashem created man, but Musa but Salmo, so we have to be like Hashem. To be a Mamtzi. Man is also creative. But Rabbeinu Yonah uses the Lashon of Mamtzi, not a Lashon of Bore. Because Bore is Bria Yesh Me'ayin. Like the Ramban writes in Bereishis in the first parak, it's creating something from nothing. Mamtzi is Milashon Mitziya. Lahotzi Mehelem Legilui. Take something out from being hidden to being revealed. It's like a Motze Aveda. The Aveda was hidden, and he's Megala the Aveda. So to Mamtzi, When they say Hashem is a mamzi, it means that he revealed the world. The world was hidden, and Hashem revealed it. And that's what it says, Afata tamtzienu v'tekaimenu. So we also have an obligation to elevate the world from helem to gilui. And that's our tafkid in this world. To be borei olam. Just the word borei isn't exact like the words mamzi. Shkolan yene lios mamzio megale olam. Because we can't really create yesh me'ayin. We can reveal the world. What does this mean to reveal? How are we revealing the world? The first psukim of the Torah tell us about the mahalach of Briyas Ha'olam. Bereishis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim ves Ha'aretz v'Aretzai Tzesel v'Vo v'Choshech al Panei Tahom. The Ramban writes that Toh is what the Yavanim called Hiyuli. It has no Tzura. The root of the word Toh is Milashin Tehiyah. Like, well, what is this? Toh u'mishtomim. And that was the matzav at the beginning. Like, what is this? And then what's Or? Or, Vayhi Or, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, this light is revealing from Tohu, from like, what is this? It has no form. I'm giving it Tzura, giving it a form. Revealing that there's something there. In other words, originally it was Bekoach, and now it's Befoah. Now it's actualized, now it's brought to fruition. When it's Tohu, you can't connect to it. Now you can connect to it. And that's really our job in this world. Our job is to give it Tzura, to be Mamtzi'ei Olam. And that's the whole Mahalach of the Bria. From first Hashem made a Yesh Me'ayin. And that's the Chomer Hiyuli, and then from that Chomer Hiyuli that lacked Tzura, now he gives the world a Tzura, he gives it a form, he gives it meaning, he gives it significance. And that's our job is to give this world significance, see what's important, what's not important, and reveal the light, reveal the godliness, reveal the Kedusha, actualize ourselves. We have these raw abilities and talents. Use them in the service of Hashem to spread light, to spread goodness. That's the idea of that's the Mahalach of the Bria, and that's the Tzelem Elokim. Hashem did it, we do it. We're Mamtzi also. Just like Hashem gave meaning, gave Tzura, he gave form to the world, we also have to give form to the world, otherwise everything is meaningless. See a table. What's a table? Just a wood, some wood, or whatever the table's made of. You have it to be sitting on a table that's made of glass. So it says four legs, and what? What are you going to do with it? Oh, you can put a sefer on it. You can eat a meal on it. You give it meaning. That's really what a person does. Animals don't get that. They don't understand the meaning of anything. And that's the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. These are two ways to create a tzura in this world. Yetzer Milash and Yetzirah. One type of Yetzer gives a positive form. When you do positive things, you give a positive form to the world. You have money, you give the money to Tzedakah, that's giving positive meaning to the money. And then there's the Yetzer Hara. Person has a taiva, so he uses it for the negative, so then he can do the worst averus. He uses it for the positive. He can create another human being, another Eved Hashem. And that's our job in this world. What are we going to do with our powers of creativity? We have this raw ability, raw talent. Where are we going to take it? That's the mamzi. That's revealing. It's already there. It's already within us. The question is, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to reveal it? And how are we going to reveal it? Are we going to reveal it b'tzura shel tov or b'tzura shel ra? That's the machlokas between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. They both want to actualize. The Yetzer Tov wants the taiva, the Yetzer Hara wants the taiva. The Yetzer Tov wants the taiva for good, the Yetzer Hara wants the taiva for bad. And that's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the source of the Yetzer Hara. Mitzrayim is the Yetzer Hara itself. The way they perceive the world, the meaning that they give to the world is ra. It's the opposite of the true Metzius. Paro says, Li ori vani asitini. Verse in Ezekiel, chapter 29, verse 3. Hineni alecha paro melech Mitzrayim, hatanim agadol haroivetz besoichi erev, asher amar li ori vani asitini. Paro, that's a manuvel. He's like this big fish in the sea, and he says that the written in the river. He says the river's mine, and I made myself. So what do you mean I made myself? What normal person says that? So if we check ourselves closely, we'll see that we're not so far from that. The niyasitini is that I must be. I'm a chuyiv hametzius. So you know that you were created, and mistam at some point we all know we're going to die. But people think on some level that they just have to be, that they are the true Metzius. And that's Paro. When he says, I created myself, it means that I'm a Metzius Mukhrachas, I have to be. And he represents Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is also a Metzius that has to be. And we know that's not true, there's only one Metzius that has to be, and it ain't Mitzrayim. Ve'ein anu rechokim yizeh legamrei, sharik. כל מחשבה של אדם אודות הקיום שם אותו במרכז ואנו שהדברים לא ייתכנו בלעדיו כי הוא הרי חייב לתלוות לכל מחשבותיו שאפשר לאדם לחשוב על מציאות בהיעדרו כאילו שהוא אינו בנמצא ושכל השגה שלו ביחד איתו person has a sug as a person's thinking he's always there he's always part of it his whole tfisa and the mitzius that's around him is mitzdarif to his own tfisa אשר על כן הרי מתוך התחלה מוכרחת זו אין הדרך רוקה להגיד לתפיסה שלי אור ואני עשיתיני. So that's where it starts. And then you don't go far once a person has to be and everything is about me. Everything is about me, so maybe it's not so far to say that the or is mine and I made myself. So a person has to elevate himself a lot in order to understand שהוא מקרה והמציאות בעצמה the true Metzius is always above him you're connecting yourself to the Metzius so what we do is we connect we truly exist and we try to connect God to ourselves we try to see how God fits into our lives whereas the opposite is the truth God is true existence and we have to figure out how to fit into his scheme his picture But unfortunately, that's not usually the way people think. Usually we're at the center, and everything around us, we see how everything fits into us. And these are the two kochos, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Koach HaYetzirah of Raz, everything is about me. And the Koach HaYetzirah of Tov is that everything is about Hashem and I want to bring things out, I want to actualize things for Hashem, for the good. Okay, this is part one of our journey, a very deep journey into the meaning of existence. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will continue the Siyata Dishmaya Bulinani. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.